tonight's first star, possibly playing in his final National Hockey League game, former Blues captain, David Backen.
With Jamie Rivers, I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Talk to Chris Gerber, who was on the call last night for your home of the Blues, 101 ESPN. And what an emotional night it was for any Blues fan, or in Kerb's case, any Blues broadcaster, to watch as David Backes received the standing ovation and the praise that he certainly deserved after being a captain for such a long time here in St. Louis. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. First and foremost, what was it like calling most of David Backes' games and then seeing that emotional return last night for you?
Yeah, we had a chance 2 days ago to spend about 20 minutes on a Zoom call with him, and you could see him processing what his emotions would be, especially when I asked him the question about just what it means to him and what he'd like to say about mom and dad, who eventually came down onto the ice and gave him a hug at the end of that game. Yeah, there's just, it's one of the cool reminders in sports, isn't it, of the human aspect, and that, you know, I always try to remind people come trade deadline times, as exciting as it is for fans, you're still talking about lives that are totally moving. You know, if I just told you, hey, Anthony, tomorrow you've got to be in Buffalo and you're going to live there for the next 3 years,
oh,
and you don't have much of a choice. It's something, right? So to have David know that this is probably it and he's able to go out his way, to have Dallas Eakins, his head coach, understand that, play him in that game, the Blues, what they did with him, and that surprise video that they got from Kelly and the kids last night, it was really something special, and just one of the proud moments you have as a fan, just sitting there realizing not only the impact that he had on you and your franchise, but that as fans you had on him.
Now, Curbs, the one thing that we talked about earlier, and I just want to double back on it, is just how amazing the Blues as an organization are towards, you know, former players, obviously the alumni that are in town, how great they treat everybody, but also recognizing that moment for David Backes last night. And yes, he gets first star and they have the video, just everything put together. It's just another great job by the St. Louis Blues.
It really was. And, you know, when you've got somebody like Mike Caruso that's been around the organization for 30 years and understands that history in and out, when you have people like Trevor Nickerson that have been fans of the franchise forever and now, you know, working with the team for well over 10 years, you're able to really get through those kind of moments, and then the staffs that help out and how it all goes through. And there's something about no matter what you do as an organization, just do it right. Doesn't mean we're always going to get it right, but if you're doing it right with the best of intentions, it's going to come through. And you know, look, when you go back, and whether it was talking to Noel Picard or some of the greats that have passed on, and you know, and the different players are the ones that really understand it. And I just got done doing a virtual event with Bernie Federico. You know, he was talking about coming in the days of in 1976 and 77, 78, and turning the franchise around. Like, you just understand the connection that this city and the fan base has with this team. And it's really cool when you're able to reconnect those moments like we did yesterday. I stand up and applaud everybody with the organization that had a hand in it, because it made for a really special night, and it made for a much more memorable night to David Backes and the fans than a shootout loss does.
Yeah, I agree. And if we're going to stay in the, not dry eyes section, how about young man that we watched grow and mature, and now he's off in Washington, TJ Oshie. And Curbs, as you know, he lost his father a couple of days ago, nicknamed Coach by everybody. You got to know him personally. I know there's the dad's trips and things like that happen. But, you know, for TJ Oshie to go out there and put together a hat trick on that night, just a lot of emotions surrounding that, too. And just how great are sports sometimes when it comes to that stuff?
You know, so much cool kind of big moments last night in the NHL got overshadowed by what was going on with the Rangers-Washington saga over the last couple of days. So the fact that this happened in that game, I think, speaks even more volumes. But a couple of days ago, TJ Oshie's dad died. He loved his dad. They were tight. Called him Coach. We got to know him as Coach Osh. And, you know, and you saw the pride that his dad had when TJ was able to hand him the Stanley Cup a couple years ago when Washington won it. For him to come back and in his first game back score two huge goals during the game, then get the empty netter late. John Walton had just a superb call, I think, on the radio side. But then the way his teammates reacted to him, Jamie. I mean, I'm telling you what, that's one tight group there in Washington. You see that. And to see Nick Dowd's quotes of, you know, we wanted to be there for him, and it turns out he was there for us. I mean, that's really something special. I'm telling you, it's not every team is like that every single year, but you could see exactly what he means to his teammates there in Washington, and just another special moment in the game last night. You have Marc-Andre Fleury, who with the Vegas Golden Knights becomes the third all-time winningest goaltender in the National Hockey League, and Anze Kopitar, you know, gets his 1,000th point in the league. In our game, you had Ryan Getzlaf playing in his 1,100th game. I mean, it was just a cool night all the way around in the league.
Chris Kerber joins us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 at ESPN. It really was, Kerbs. Getting back to the Blues, with David Backes, you know, great night certainly for him, emotional night for TJ Oshie. Can you kind of summarize what those two players meant for the Blues in their time together? Because that was, I feel like that was such a pivotal time in the Blues franchise before, of course, you won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, Anthony, it's a great point, and we talked about it some last night, because, you know, if you look at what's going on right now with the Buffalo Sabres, where there doesn't appear to be any end in sight, and they're going to miss the playoffs for the 10th straight year, right? And I know the Toronto Maple Leafs have made it now three or four straight years, but they had a good, 8 years without making it before that. The Edmonton Oilers were so bad for so long. I mean, they had like a top five pick, like 9 out of 12 straight years. Like, it was just crazy. The Blues have only missed the playoffs 9 times in their 53-year history, and I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to make the playoffs this year, right?
Attaboy, Kerbs. Yeah, Kerbs.
Why
did
you do that, man? You guys are listening.
I'm with you, Kerbs.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. But in 2000, like, David Backes was drafted in 03. Oshie drafted, you know, just a year or so after that. Eric Johnson was the first overall pick in 06. You know, and then you had the – even if you got to go to the 2010 draft where you end up with Schwartz at 14 and Tarasenko at 16. But it was David Backes, David Perron, Patrick Berglund, TJ Oshie, the trade for Alexander Steen, and that group of players that – turned this franchise around. It was given to them, and they had to grow into the National Hockey League. They made the playoffs in 09, then they missed, and then they went on those great runs that led to, you know, the success they had. They got the franchise back to relevance that allowed the pieces to continue to build and win you a Stanley Cup, even if they weren't here. So you can't talk about the turnaround that the Blues had in rather short fashion from being dead last in the league in 06 to 5 years later becoming once again a perennial playoff team without mentioning those guys and what they did.
Now, Kerbs, the Blues looking to clinch a playoff spot. You know what? I got questioned earlier in the show regarding what it's going to take for the Blues to clinch a playoff spot. And, of course, you know, my math is, it's not stellar, Kerbs. So can you, for our listeners, map out what it's going to take the St. Louis Blues to get into the playoffs?
You couldn't do it, so you're going to put that on Kerbs?
Kerbs is always well prepared. He knows this stuff.
The funniest part about that, Jamie, is when you played, one of your biggest metrics dealt directly with pluses and minuses.
That's true, and it wasn't always on the good side either, Kerbs.
This is really simple. Any combination of 3 points earned by the Blues or lost by the L.A. Kings. Okay, so if the Blues win, that's 2 points. If the L.A. Kings lose, they lose 2 points, right? So any combination thereof of 3 points. And L.A. has 4 games against Colorado and then 1 head-to-head on Monday against St. Louis. So, you know, whether people want to call it backed in, slid in, earned it, whatever, I think you earn it any time you make the playoffs in sports, to be honest with you. That's the bottom line, is the Blues need 3 more points in the standings. Either they get them by winning or they get them by L.A. losing, and you're in the playoffs.
There you go. You simplified it, Kerbs. Thank
you, Chris Kerber.
Excellent. Hey, always a pleasure, Kerbs. Thank you for joining us. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have an awesome weekend, and let's go ahead and earn it against Vegas.
There you go. Perfect.
That's it, baby.
Excellent.
I like your style.
All right, Kerbs. We'll see you.